Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Trauma, PTSD, Grief and Loss, The 10 Core Competencies for Evidence-Based Treatment by J. Eric Gentry is a concise professional guide for clinicians working with traumatic stress, post-traumatic stress symptoms, bereavement, and related forms of emotional disruption. Published by PSI Publishing and Media, the book belongs to the applied clinical and continuing education genre, rather than to popular self-help or memoir. Its purpose is to organize trauma treatment around a set of core competencies that can help practitioners assess client needs, establish safety, support stabilization, and approach remembrance and mourning in a structured way. The book reflects Gentry's broader work in traumatic stress, compassion fatigue, and professional resiliency. Rather than presenting one narrow technique, it frames trauma care as systemic, drawing attention to biological, psychological, social, and spiritual dimensions. Its compact format makes it especially oriented toward practical use, professional review, and integration into counseling or therapy settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a competency framework that organizes trauma care into clinical phases. The central contribution of the book is its use of 10 core competencies to organize evidence-based trauma treatment. This framing matters because trauma work can become fragmented when clinicians focus only on diagnosis, symptom reduction, exposure techniques, grief processing, or crisis response. A competency model encourages practitioners to think in terms of capacities they must develop and apply across cases. The available descriptions of the book connect these competencies to major phases of trauma treatment, including assessment, safety and stabilization, and remembrance and mourning. This sequence reflects a widely accepted clinical principle: trauma treatment generally requires preparation before deeper processing. Clients who lack basic emotional regulation, safety, or therapeutic trust may be destabilized by premature exploration of traumatic memory. By emphasizing competencies rather than a single protocol, the book can be used across counseling settings and theoretical orientations. It also allows clinicians to evaluate gaps in their own practice. For example, a practitioner may be comfortable with empathic listening but less prepared to assess dissociation, explain traumatic stress physiology, or plan stabilization. The framework, therefore, functions as both a treatment map and a professional development checklist. Secondly, a systemic view of trauma that includes biological, psychological, social, and spiritual dimensions, the book presents traumatic stress, PTSD, grief, and loss as conditions that cannot be adequately understood through one explanatory lens. Its systemic approach is important because trauma affects multiple layers of human functioning. Biologically, trauma can involve heightened arousal, threat sensitivity, sleep disruption, and difficulty returning to baseline. Psychologically, it can shape memory, emotion, identity, avoidance, guilt, and meaning. Socially, it may alter attachment, trust, family roles, work capacity, and community participation. Spiritually or existentially, trauma and loss can challenge assumptions about safety, justice, purpose, and belonging. By placing these dimensions in one framework, the book discourages overly narrow treatment planning. A clinician who sees PTSD only as a fear response may miss grief, moral injury, relational rupture, or meaning collapse. Conversely, a clinician who focuses only on narrative meaning may overlook the need for nervous system regulation and symptom management. The systemic model also supports better assessment because the practitioner is prompted to ask how trauma is operating across the client's body, relationships, beliefs, and daily functioning. This broad view is especially useful when grief and trauma are intertwined, as in sudden death, violence, disaster, abuse, or complicated bereavement. Thirdly, safety, stabilization, and self-regulation as prerequisites for deeper trauma processing. A major practical emphasis of the book is the need to establish safety and stabilization before asking clients to engage in remembrance, mourning, or intensive traumatic memory work. This priority reflects a core principle in trauma-informed care treatment: should increase the client's capacity to remain present, regulated, and connected rather than simply exposed to stress. Safety includes more than physical protection. It also involves therapeutic predictability, informed consent, emotional pacing, crisis planning, and attention to self-harm, substance use, dissociation, or ongoing danger. Stabilization refers to the skills and supports that help clients manage arousal, intrusive memories, emotional flooding, and avoidance. Self-regulation is especially significant because trauma often disrupts the ability to shift out of threat states. The book treats regulation not as a secondary coping skill, but as a foundation for effective treatment. Without it, grief work may become overwhelming and trauma processing may reinforce helplessness. With it, clients are more likely to tolerate memory, emotion, and meaning, making without becoming dominated by them. This focus also gives clinicians concrete early-stage tasks, such as assessing readiness, strengthening resources, and helping clients recognize physiological signs of activation. Fourthly, grief and loss treated as clinical realities linked to traumatic stress. The title signals an important integration: trauma, PTSD, grief, and loss are addressed together rather than as completely separate domains. This is clinically meaningful because many traumatic experiences involve losses that are not limited to death. Clients may lose safety, trust, bodily integrity, relationships, identity, career stability, faith, or assumptions about the world. Similarly, bereavement can become traumatic when a death is sudden, violent, witnessed, ambiguous, stigmatized, or connected to guilt and helplessness. A treatment model that separates PTSD from grief may under-recognize how mourning and traumatic stress interact. Avoidance, intrusive images, emotional numbing, anger, shame, and longing can overlap, but they may require different clinical responses. The book appears to position remembrance and mourning as later phase work, suggesting that grief is not merely a symptom to eliminate, but a process to be approached when the client has enough stability. This distinction matters because healthy mourning often involves retaining connection, reconstructing meaning, and adapting to changed life conditions. In trauma-related grief, the clinician must help the client engage loss without becoming trapped in threat responses. The integrated focus makes the book relevant for therapists who encounter bereavement within trauma practice and trauma within grief counseling. Lastly, a compact professional resource focused on immediate clinical application at roughly 1116 pages. The book is positioned as a concentrated clinical resource rather than an exhaustive academic text. This compactness shapes its value and its limits. Its strength is accessibility for busy clinicians, trainees, social workers, counselors, and other helping professionals who need a structured overview of trauma competencies and practical treatment priorities. The book is associated with evidence-based interventions and training objectives, including assessment, theoretical comparison, understanding sequelae, examining current interventions, and using self-regulation for treatment and professional resiliency. That orientation makes it suitable as a reference, workshop companion, or professional refresher. It is less likely to replace comprehensive texts on trauma theory, neurobiology, grief therapy, complex PTSD, dissociation, or specific modalities such as EMDR, cognitive processing therapy, prolonged exposure, or trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy. Its usefulness depends partly on the reader's existing clinical foundation and access to supervision or additional training. The book stands out by condensing key practice domains into a manageable structure. For clinicians, that can be more immediately usable than a broad theoretical volume, provided they do not mistake a concise competency guide for full mastery of trauma treatment. In conclusion, trauma, PTSD, grief and loss is best suited for mental health professionals, graduate counseling students, social workers, crisis responders, and clinicians who already work with clients affected by traumatic stress or bereavement and want a concise framework for organizing treatment. Its practical benefit lies in clarifying what competent trauma care requires: careful assessment, attention to safety, stabilization before deeper processing, awareness of grief and loss, and clinician self-regulation. Intellectually, it encourages readers to view trauma systemically rather than reducing it to symptoms, memories, or diagnostic categories alone. Compared with larger trauma books, its distinguishing feature is compression. It does not appear designed to be the most comprehensive account of PTSD, grief theory, or treatment research. Instead, it functions as a structured competency guide that helps clinicians identify the major domains they must address in evidence-informed practice. That makes it useful as a training text, quick reference, or bridge between theory and session-level decision-making. Readers seeking detailed modality instruction or extensive research review will need supplementary resources. Readers seeking a clear professional map of trauma, PTSD, grief, and loss treatment will find its phase-based and multidisciplinary orientation especially useful. If you would like to support J. Eric Gentry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.